Take a sip to shake up your day. It won't fix broken windows or legs, but it will lift you up. Shake and sip. Shake up your day. This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to Millennium Radio Main News at 18 hours. We look at stories making headlines. Health expert warns Zambia risks missing 2030 maternity mortality rate targets. Lubinda dismisses Mwila's racial claims, says eligibility debate is unproductive. In international news, soldiers in Benin say they have seized power from President Talon.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the news in detail, I'm Sharon Piri. Health expert Dr. Teddy Mulenga has warned that Zambia is unlikely to meet its 2030 target of reducing maternal mortality to 70 deaths per 100,000 live births unless critical gaps in rural health services are urgently addressed. Dr. Mulenga says that while the country has made steady progress over the years, the pace of improvement remains too slow to meet global and national goals. He notes that many women in rural communities still deliver at home due to long distances to health facilities, poor road networks, and limited access to skilled birth attendants, leading to preventable deaths from bleeding, infections, untreated high blood pressure, and labor complications. Dr. Mulenga adds that harmful traditional practices and low awareness of pregnancy-related risks continue to undermine progress in maternal health. He further highlights the shortage of accessible maternity wings, particularly in rural areas, stressing that antenatal care cannot be effective if women cannot physically reach health facilities.
Over the years, I have noticed an improvement in perinatal and in maternal mortality. We've seen an improvement, yes, but to imagine that by 2030 we shall reach a level of 70 deaths, let's say maternal deaths, per 100,000 is a pipe dream. It's a long journey. The factors that are enabling high mortality rates and or poor improvement in mortality is, one, the distance from the people where they are staying, like in rural areas, to the health facilities.
Agriculture expert Dr. Oliver Bulaya has warned that farmers continue to face serious challenges in accessing international markets due to poor organization and weak market systems. Speaking in an interview with Millennium Radio, Dr. Bulaya says individual smallholder farmers find it extremely difficult to market their agricultural products beyond local markets. As a result, many are forced to rely on intermediaries, which reduces their profits and limits their bargaining power. He notes that while the private sector, including millers and grain dealers, play an important role in linking farmers to markets, the absence of well-organized market structures prevents farmers from fully benefiting from these connections. Dr. Bulaya stressed that organizing farmers into structured groups and cooperatives is key to improving market access, stating that a stronger collaboration between smallholder farmers and private sector players would create sustainable market opportunities and help farmers secure better prices for their produce. He further emphasized that establishing organized market systems would make it easier for farmers to sell directly to private companies, ensuring that the benefits are passed on to smallholder farmers.
For quite a long time is this, that our farmers are not organized where market is concerned, because market is an issue. Farmers work in groups, so it's very difficult for a farmer to access market. Why you start mainly small farmers depend on the system, you know, for market So in this case, I think we need to do much more by organizing farmers and also the private sector playing a major role in terms of working together with our smallholder farmers by providing
suspend, you know, market access, because the private sector, actually the millers and the grain dealers.
Patriotic Front PF Acting President Kevin Luvinda has dismissed remarks by former PF Secretary General Davis Mwila, who questioned his eligibility to serve as Republican President on the basis of parentage and alleged that he is not Zambian. Responding to Mr. Mwila's comments, which challenge his ability to contest the 2026 general elections, Mr. Luvinda said he would not be drawn into what he described as unproductive and unnecessary debates. He emphasized that his focus remains on national priorities and strengthening the party. Speaking in an interview with Millennium Radio, Mr. Luvinda urged PF members to remain calm and avoid being swayed by what he termed divisive statements. He stressed that internal disputes should not derail the party's efforts to reorganize and rebuild its structures ahead of the elections.
No time for people like Mwila. Yes.
No time for people like Mwila. They can spend money on meaningful things, not Mwila. No time whatsoever.
Bishop Churches Council of Zambia BCCZ Executive Director Bishop Abel Kaela has expressed concern over the limited support being given to women who are vying for the position of president. Speaking in an interview with Millennium Radio, Bishop Kaela says he was disappointed by the lack of visible backing for female presidential aspirants, adding that the issue should not be viewed as a question of whether women are equal to men. He notes that leadership is not determined by gender, pointing out that some women are succeeding in leadership roles while some men are failing. Bishop Kaela says organizations, including churches, should not stand in the way of women who wish to pursue leadership positions. He emphasized that women should be allowed fair opportunities and encouraged to fully participate in national leadership, including contesting for the presidency, without unnecessary barriers.
The problem that we have is that we don't think women are equal with men. Women always be equal with men. There are women that are doing so well and there are men that are failing. Now what we are saying is that any organization that said let's put women equal to men, let them do that. Let them do that because women are doing the right thing today as men. So what I can say to you, my brother, is that yes, women can do the right thing that men can do.
And now, business news. Business news.
Economist Mutisunge Zulu says there is a need for the government to put in place a robust policy aimed at increasing domestic revenue financing to reduce Zambia's dependency on external borrowing. Mr. Zulu explains that strengthening domestic resource mobilization is crucial for improving the country's fiscal sustainability, especially in light of its currently unsustainable debt levels. He has emphasized the importance of the government targeting domestic revenue contributions of at least 90% of the national budget to ensure long-term economic stability. According to Mr. Zulu, achieving this requires expanding and diversifying the tax base through progressive measures that capture revenue from a broader spectrum of the economy, including sectors that have historically been undertaxed. He further highlights the critical need to focus on the energy, mining, agriculture, and manufacturing sectors as key drivers for economic recovery and sustainable growth.
So you'll be forced to deal with a middleman. But if Glencoe finds a mine in Mumbwa, it will be smooth sailing. They'll just start extracting and sell. No transaction barrier. So these are some of the discussions the government should be discussing when they go to this international forum. Yeah. And also,
we take a break. We have international and sports news after that. Stay tuned.
When you have the chance.
Sometimes with Millennium Radio, you take a leap of confidence because you have an active audience of over 6 million people waiting to buy your products and services. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, your success is assured because our professional team works with you to ensure you hit your target. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you join the winning brands, you join the league of certified customers. Call us now on 071-595-606 or 076-519-4796. It's Millennium Radio.